Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Let's go to the US now, where Donald Trump is preparing for his second arraignment in 2 months. This time he's facing federal charges connected to mishandling classified documents. President Trump denies the charges and says he'll plead not guilty on Tuesday. But it's a huge news story, as you can imagine, in the US, right across the networks. Let's get reaction from Trump's former acting White House chief of staff now, Mick Mulvaney. Mick, you're very welcome back to the programme.
Cormac, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What did you make of the news when he was arraigned yet again? It's a big deal.
It is a very big deal. It's probably bigger than the deal in New York City under the hush money payments to the porn star from several weeks back. This is a federal charge. Even though we don't have details yet, it looks as though there'll be Espionage Act charges, possible obstruction of justice charges, and possible additional charges that are very, very serious. And again, this is being brought by the federal Department of Justice, not by a local or state district attorney.
Will it affect his chances of winning the Republican candidacy, in your opinion?
You know, I think you and I had this conversation about the Manhattan charges a month or two ago, and I said it actually would help him because those charges were so weak. I think the impact here politically depends. Keep in mind, we don't know the nature yet of the charges, and we don't know the specifics of the charges. What do I mean by that? We know that the charges revolve around taking and retaining documents. What those documents are, in my opinion, will make a big difference as to the impact of these charges. If these documents are meaningless, we classify documents all the time. If they're unimportant documents that really didn't put the national interest at risk, this could actually help Donald Trump because it looks so weak that once again it will appear he's being targeted. If these documents are serious, if they deal with our military capability, if they deal with spy work that we do overseas, if they deal with the nuclear codes, for example, I don't think they will, but they could. That could be a big difference. The real question is, does the exiled Trump voter look at the details a week from now and say, look at that, they're just going after him again. Look at the details, go, oh my goodness gracious, I can't believe he did that. That's, I think, that sort of razor's edge that we're walking at this point because we don't know the details.
But I wonder if dye in the wool Trump supporters care about the detail or the truth in terms of his statements and conducts towards women previously, his attitude to Russia, his attitude to racial tensions in the US. They don't seem to care.
They don't, but generally speaking, they don't. But there's going to be a percentage of them. I don't know if it's one or 51 of folks that, if he, for example, let's take an extreme case. If he took military information and offered that for sale to the Chinese, all right, this is something that I don't think even the hardcore Trump supporters would cotton to very well. They would not support that. They might step back and go, wait a second, maybe he is as bad as everybody says that he is. This could be the one thing that is different because it's national interest and not personal.
Well, no, they'd probably buy the line that he's been spinning since he got into politics, that the justice system in the US is party political, it's a political charge, it's fake news, don't believe it. And they'll say, go Trump.
Some of them would. There's no question. I'm not arguing that. I happen to believe, knowing a lot of folks who are MAGA, that there is some non-zero percentage of that folks who would like say, wait a second now, this this is different.
What's different here as well, Mick, is the timeline, because I just wonder, would the process to choose a Republican candidate for the election, the presidential election, be concluded by the time the trial comes around? And what I mean by that is, could Donald Trump be the Republican candidate heading into the election, and then, hey, presto, here comes a trial? What happens then?
In theory, yes. In practice, no. In practice, this will probably go faster. Federal courts in this country tends to go faster than state court. Importantly, Cormac, it looks like this case will be. In fact, it is being brought in the Southern District of Florida, which is Miami, which is where Donald Trump lives. It's been being reported today here that the case has been referred to a Trump judge, and a jury in Florida would likely generally be more pro-Trump than, say, a jury in Manhattan. So if he is tried and found guilty before the election, okay, and again, it's likely to be before the main part of the primaries, by a Trump judge in a Trump-friendly area, that might also carry a lot more weight with voters.
It's incredible. It's even incredible, Mick, that we're talking in these terms, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
But what would happen right?
Cormac, if you wrote this script for a Hollywood, if you wrote this script for a Hollywood program, no one would believe you. They'd throw it out as being incredible.
Dance with me for a second. What would happen if he were convicted? Could we have a president? I mean, could he take an oath?
Oh, absolutely. No question. If you are 35 years old and a natural-born citizen, You are qualified to be president, and the only people that can take that away from you are the House and the Senate acting together. So he can absolutely run from prison. He could win from prison. It's unclear as to whether or not he could physically serve from prison, whether or not we'd have to let him out. It's unclear whether or not he could.
So the Chief Justice would say
himself.
The Chief Justice would say, Mr. Trump, can you please put your hand through the bars of the jail and put it on the Bible? Oh my God.
Cormac, I have heard of the interesting theory today, and of course, we're all going down this path together. The interesting theory today that's percolating up is that this is an attempt by the Democrat-controlled Department of Justice to get Donald Trump to voluntarily give up his right to run for office by going to him and saying, look, we will agree to drop these charges. I think they could carry 20, 40, 60 years in prison. We will voluntarily drop these charges if you voluntarily give up your right to run for president. Which is a fascinating sort of wrinkle. And again, you would never think that that would happen in the real world, but it seems as though we've moved outside of the real world here.
And what do you think his response would be to that, Mick?
Depends on how the case is against him. Who knows? My gut is that he would tell them to go pound sand and he would run for president and try and pardon himself.
Maybe it depends on how many Diet Cokes he's taken at that point when he's asked the question. The Republican Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, has said the indictment was unconscionable, a grave injustice, a brazen weaponization of power by President Biden. Do you agree with that?
Not yet. If they come out and I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example of one extreme. When we visited Ireland, he met with the Taoiseach and we went to Dubai. Our daily calendar, our schedule of that day was classified. Okay? Mm-hmm. If that's the type of thing that Donald Trump took to Mar-a-Lago and simply didn't give back, and that's the basis for this, then Kevin McCarthy is right. If, however, Donald Trump took detailed military plans for potential invasions of our adversaries and showed that to people, including perhaps foreigners, then I disagree with Kevin. Then I will disagree with Kevin McCarthy. I'm going to wait to see what the alleged facts are before I try and arrive at an opinion as to how outside the pale this is.
Okay, look, we're going to leave it there. But can I ask you one final question? How much do you think Hillary Clinton is enjoying this?
Not nearly enough, because she really wanted to be president. Keep in mind, we have Donald Trump because Hillary Clinton was running for office. Everybody voted against her. We have Joe Biden in the White House today because everybody voted against Donald Trump. It's a strange time in American politics right now. But your point is well made, is that if nothing else, Hillary is sitting back and thinking, at least it's not me.
Yeah, not everyone voted against Hillary Clinton, she would say. In fact, she would say she got more votes. But that's for another day, I suppose.
There you go.
Look, Mick Mulvaney, great to talk to you again. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.